I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show. I am Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host. My guest today, Dr. Fred Pescatore, is one of the most sought-after natural physicians in the country, specializing in making you feel like the best version of you. You may have already met him on the O'Reilly Factor, Rachel Ray, The Today Show, Extra, The View, and many more, sharing the latest breakthroughs in integrative and nutritional medicine. Dr. Pescatore is the author of the New York Times best-selling book, The Hamptons Diet, and the number one best-selling children's health book, Feed Your Kids Well. Dr. Pescatore's other books include Thin for Good, The Allergy and Asthma Cure, The Hamptons Diet Cookbook, Boost Your Health with Bacteria, and most recently, The A-List Diet. Dr. Pescatore has his finger on the pulse of natural medicine's most cutting-edge cures. As a result, everyone from normal, hard-working Americans to international royalty are traveling hundreds and sometimes thousands of miles to visit at his renowned clinic in New York City. He spent over three decades studying, researching, and practicing medicine around the world alongside some of today's most well-respected physicians. Dr. Pescatore has spoken on hundreds of radio shows across America, and for years he was heard daily as the host of the number one health radio show in New York City called The Logic Alternative. He is currently on the editorial board of U.S. Weekly Magazine and is a regular contributor to In Touch, First for Women, and Women's World magazine. Behind all the glitz and glamour, Dr. Pescatore is also deeply involved in the philanthropic community, devoting time to working in hospitals in Tanzania, as well as helping to support local organizations for the youth in this country. If he's not lecturing across America or head deep in clinical research, he often travels around the world lecturing in such exotic locales as India and Japan, usually returning with the latest new medical technology to share with his patients. After graduating medical school at Columbia University, Dr. Pescatore studied in Southern Asia, India, Japan, Africa, and Europe. The techniques he gathered have become part of his broad knowledge of healing. His passion for traveling and education have given Dr. Pescatore vast opportunities to research and create some of the best nutritional supplements available today. Coming out with his own line in 2012, New Logic Nutritionals. He is a consultant for many firms and has been instrumental in developing and clinically testing many of the leading nutritional products. He is the president of the International and American Associations of Clinical Nutritionists, a member of the American College for the Advancement of Medicine, and belongs to many other professional organizations. Prior to opening his own practice for 5 years, Dr. Pescatore was the associate medical director of the Atkins Center for Complementary Medicine, working as the right-hand man to the late, great Dr. Robert C. Atkins. More information is available at http://drpescatore.com. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Dr. Pescatore, and I look forward to hearing about your latest book on weight loss. Now first, what is the A-List diet?
What is the A-List Diet? The A-List Diet is really just basically everything I've learned since I wrote my last book. It incorporates the latest nutritional breakthroughs, the latest nutritional science, the latest sort of really cutting-edge research into what makes people's bodies work. How do you turn on your metabolism? How do you keep it functioning? How do you really get what you need to take from food and use it properly so that not only can you lose weight if you need to lose weight, but you can manage your weight successfully? Because I'm a big fan in managing weight. I think people can pretty much, and this is probably a silly thing for a diet book doctor to say, but you can pretty much go on any diet and lose weight. It's really just about A, is it healthy for you? B, is it a good management tool? And can you keep the weight off and be healthy at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really what the A-List diet is all about. I mean, the A stands for amino acids.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a play on words. You know, A-List, people think celebrity. But for me, the A-List is really the amino acids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what is amino boosting?
Amino boosting is really when you get the amino acids that you need sort of in these, I called it a boost, so that you can make sure that you're getting the right amount. Because I think we have come to a point in nutritional science where we understand that protein is good for us and we should minimize a lot of the things like wheat and pasta and those sorts of things and grains. And I think we've come to that realization. But what we haven't come to the realization is, why would I, for instance, be better on a low carbohydrate diet than someone else that's listening? Or why do some people do really well on high protein diets and then fail? And then their weight loss stops, or they've done it once or twice. And it really comes down to the protein boosting amino acids. So what are, they're the branch chain amino acids. And when you look at this, and you look at the studies that have done, when you compare higher protein diets with people who do just high protein diets, and then those who do high protein diets with branched chain amino acids, which are what's in these amino boosts, they will lose 30% more weight, and they will lose 25% more fat around their midsection.
Mm-hmm.
So these amino boosts and these amino acids are targeting the real troubled areas for people, which is where the bulk of most people's fat lies, which is around the stomach area. And that's actually the most dangerous fat anyway,
mm-hmm,
for us to have.
Mm-hmm. And what are the branched chain amino acids?
The branched chain amino acids are basically leucine, isoleucine, and valine.
Mm-hmm.
And amino acids, just for people who may not know what amino acids are the building blocks of protein. So everything that we consume, everything that we eat, not necessarily drink, but everything that we eat has amino acids in it. But they have different types of amino, they have different breakdowns of amino acids. So I devised this whole sort of system that I saw in patients according to the different dieting types. Who needs certain amino acids? Who needs more of isoleucine? Who needs more glutamine? Who needs more valine? That sort of thing. And that's where the whole the branched chain amino acid, because I have shakes that people use,
mm-hmm,
and I also have shots that people use,
mm-hmm,
that they can take that help sort of decrease inflammation, help, to alkalinize your diet, to do all the things that we really need to do in order to get our bodies to function well, because our bodies really want to function well.
Mm-hmm.
We're just overwhelming it with so many things that we live in our life, like stress that we have to deal with every day, and pollution, and things that I call obesogens, which are things like cash register receipts, all the cleaning supplies, a lot of personal care products. They're all obesogens, and they all,
mm-hmm,
cause things to happen to us that they really shouldn't. And so getting the right amino acids, getting the protein boost, getting your amino shot, all work together to help this diet function, work more efficiently.
Mm-hmm. The obesogens seem to be also the carcinogens.
Right? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, they not only cause cancer, but before they give you cancer, they make you fat.
Mm-hmm.
So
you can't win, right?
Well, not in our world, unfortunately. Our world is not set up to be a healthy place, which is sad. I mean, where we operate, and even the medical system operates from a system of I think, illness,
mm-hmm,
not from a place of wellness. And I like to operate from wellness, not illness.
Right, right. And then, Dr. Pescatore, how fast can the A-list diet work?
Well, people, I mean, it's pretty remarkable. I mean, I have people losing 15 pounds in 2 weeks, I mean, which I think is just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I was shocked that people would lose that much weight that quickly. But I think when you first do, I mean, the first week is a detox. And I think if you do the first week of, and I think when I sat back and sort of reviewed it, and as I was writing the book and reviewing all the patients and all of that, I think it was really just once you detoxify yourself, and it's not a crazy detox, because mm-hmm. so many people go on these juice fasts, and mm-hmm. which are nothing but sugar fasts, and they go on these all sorts of crazy fast things. And I developed a detox that was not all about that. It was really about getting rid of the toxins in your body, cleaning out your gut, getting rid of all of those toxins that accumulate. And I found that the weight loss comes off so quickly once you've primed your body. Once you've primed your body with the detox, and then you give them something like an amino acid shake or an amino acid boost, it's just unbelievable to me how quickly people lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually really surprised.
Mm-hmm. Has the detox evolved since your Hampton diet book, or was that part of that book also?
No. The detox is new. That was not part of the Hampton's diet at all. I've learned about detoxes over the last few years, and mm-hmm. because so many people were doing them, and I said to myself, there's got to be a better detox program out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just looked at all of them, and I sort of put together what I thought was the best way to detoxify your body,
mm-hmm.
and doing it with healthy foods as mm-hmm. opposed to, like I said before, juices mm-hmm. and vegetable cleanses and all this stuff, you know, cabbage soup things and all this stuff that doesn't really, it may work in the short term, mm-hmm. it will not work in the long term. And mm-hmm. I'm only interested in what works in the long term.
Mm-hmm. Great. And then can you explain the concept of A-list dieter types?
Sure. I mean, I'm a firm believer that there is not one diet for every person. I think anybody who thinks that is silly, because there's 5.5 billion people, whatever there is on the planet. We can't all lose weight the same way, nor are we the same person. So what I really noticed as I was going through all of this is that there are six distinct types of dieters, and one is the perimenopausal woman.
Mm-hmm.
Who generally has the most trouble losing weight. There's a woman in her 20s or 30s, and they have their own unique challenges because of they're generally working or having babies at that time of their life. And so that's one issue. A menopausal and then a postmenopausal woman, they're generally in the same category because weight loss becomes easier for them, but they don't have their hormones anymore. Mm-hmm. So that's an issue. A young man, and you know, it's interesting, young men used to be the easiest people in the world to get to lose weight.
Right, right.
And this day and age, it's not so much anymore. I think it's because they were brought up on bad foods, processed foods, fast foods, that sort of thing, that their body doesn't even know how to eat real food anymore. So young men is in a different group. Then we have the andropausal men, you know, sort of men over 40 whose testosterone levels are starting to sag. You know, they've got kids, they've got work, they've got life. You know, I mean, it's just more difficult. Their mm-hmm. exercise levels drop. They're not used to being the athletes that they were when they were younger. You know, that sort of thing. And then there's the sort of wastebasket category, which is the diet challenged woman or man. And diet challenged people know who they are. They're the ones who have been on every diet in the world. Nothing works for them, that sort of thing. And you really, through changing the amino acids that you give each one of these groups, because each one of these groups has their own specific protein boost shake.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I've developed them differently, and they each have different amounts of the branched chain amino acids and a different amounts of other amino acids to get their metabolism to work. Like the perimenopausal woman, for instance, I also threw in ground turmeric, chia mm-hmm. seeds, things like that, because mm-hmm. perimenopausal women generally are inflamed. There's a lot of inflammation. The turmeric takes down the inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
The chia seeds increases the bulk and the fiber in the diet. So there's a lot of things there that you can get. So it's not just about the branched chain amino acids. It's about putting all of this stuff together in a really extraordinarily simple thing to follow. I mean, it couldn't be any easier.
Mm-hmm. Do you know a Dr. Sunil Pai?
I do not.
You don't? He wrote a book called Inflammation Nation. And
uh-huh.
his premises is that most diseases are a result of inflammation, and it can be prevented. And he developed what I found exciting. He developed a painkiller, and he used turmeric that you mentioned. He used ginger. He used boswellia and one other herb. And he made it time-released. And it starts in 20 minutes, and it lasts for 8 hours. And I tried it because I wrenched my back, and so I tried it, and I don't take a lot of things like that, and so I only took one instead of two, and in 15 minutes, the pain was gone, and it did last for the 8 hours, so it is effective, but you mentioned the turmeric and the inflammation, and his name clicked in my mind about that.
No, well, inflammation truly is, the root of all evil.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to dieting, when it comes to being, when it comes to any illness, diabetes, obesity, heart disease, Alzheimer's disease, neurodegenerative disorders, all of those things are all inflammatory in nature. And that's why the A-list diet, where the Hamptons diet was a much more, the Hamptons diet that I wrote my last major book was mm-hmm. really just about losing weight. Mm-hmm. This book is about losing weight, but also becoming really super healthy. And that's why I looked at, I broke the book down into amino acids, protein boosts, inflammation, alkalization, and epigenetics, because we know now mm-hmm. that what we eat can affect our DNA, can affect mm-hmm. our cellular structures. It's really kind of fascinating, all the science that has come out, and it just comes out constantly, which I love. Sure you as a talk show host loves all of this. Mm-hmm. You have so much to talk about now.
Right. That and the energy, everything that's happening in relation to energy, I find exciting. So then, is the A-list diet good for men?
The A-list diet's great for men. Men have been my biggest supporters of this diet, believe it or not, mm-hmm. because they actually feel like it's a diet that they can wrap their heads around, mm-hmm. that they can understand. Women are dieters. They can wrap their head around any diet, mm-hmm. any diet. They know how to do it. They're trained from birth to learn to know how to diet, which, what that says about our nation and our society, mm-hmm. I'm not going to go into that. But men love this diet because it really is, they can wrap their head around branched-chain amino acids. Their mm-hmm. buddies at the gym have been talking about this for a long time. They know that they need to do protein. They know that branched-chain amino acids help their friends get shredded and, lose that sort of watery weight, and that sort of just lean muscle is really what branched-chain amino acids. And that's why that's why protein diets are good, but they're not optimal, because we don't take into account the necessary amino acids that we all have to have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so that's why the amino acids in these branched-chain amino acids specifically, plus carnitine and glutamine and other certain essential amino acids or conditionally essential amino acids that we don't necessarily get, they're the ones that cause us to be lean. Mm-hmm. And there is study after study after study that shows how much leaner you can get, not just lose weight, but get more lean muscle. And that's what we're really looking for
mm-hmm.
is, we can all lose water weight. That's fine. But it's how do we lose weight and get lean muscle?
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what's important. And I'm not saying we have to be bodybuilders. I'm just saying we all want lean muscle, men, women. We all want that nice, lean look.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? When you have that, you're healthier.
Right.
Because that spare tire around the middle that so many people have, that's where all the fat, and that's where the worst fat is kept. That's the fat where, that's where all the inflammatory fat is kept that mm-hmm. we just talked about. Mm-hmm. That's where your immune system is fighting against itself. That's where all the, what we call inflammatory cytokines live. That's the worst place to have fat. But when you can get the right amount of branched chain amino acids, and again, going back to the A-list, and it's the amino acids, and you could really lean out, and that's what I want people to do, not only lose weight, but become lean so that their body is working at the optimum rate. Mm-hmm. Oh, and the one thing I should say about the dieting types is that if you go on the website, the A-list diet book website, you can actually take a quiz to determine your dieting type. It's really fun. It's really super cool. The A-list diet website is actually quite fun. It's interactive. I think people will have a good time with it.
Mm-hmm. Now, Dr. Pescatore, can people who are vegan or gluten sensitive use the A-list diet?
Oh, gluten sensitive without a doubt. There is not a bit of gluten in any of this stuff. I mean, I'm a big fan of gluten-free. I've been a big fan of gluten-free for over 20 years, so I'm not jumping on the gluten-free bandwagon. I was the one who started the gluten-free bandwagon. As far as vegans go, I appreciate vegans. I think they're amazing. I want them to be vegans, though. I want them to eat vegetables, vegetable protein. Now, the vegetable protein that you're going to eat is never going to be as good as animal protein in terms of the source of amino acids. That's not to say you can't do it, and that's not to say you can't be healthy. But you've got to make sure you're eating vegan protein, whether that's nuts, whether that's pea protein, whether that's wherever you're getting your protein sources from, whether it's from, you know, harami, hijiki, wakame, sea vegetables, all of those types of things, which are amazing sources of protein. But you really have, because when you go more towards the beans and the lentils and that sort of thing, you're getting much more incomplete protein, incomplete amino acid sources. But it doesn't really matter because you're going to be supplementing your amino acids with the booster shot and with the protein shake. I mean, with the with the amino acid protein shakes. I think veganism is amazing. I just really want people to learn to eat vegetables and good sources of vegetable protein and eat pasta all day and think they're vegans. You know, you're never going to be healthy that way.
No. I think my cancer diet from 43 years ago has stuck with me because it was 75% raw fruit and vegetables. And then I could have some cooked beyond that. And then minimal grains, and I could have lots of nuts except peanuts, which was a high protein. And so I've always gotten used to eating a lot of vegetables and fruit if I didn't gain weight with it. So,
yeah, no, it's a good way to do it. It's really a good way to do it. But you learned how to do it right. You didn't learn to rely on just pasta, cereal, or you know, things like that. And yes, those foods are vegan, but they're not necessarily healthy for you,
right?
And I think we're learning more and more that it's not so healthy for you. Right. So,
how is the A-list diet different from other plans that people have tried?
It's different because it's the newest science. I mean, what I love about this book is that I have pages and pages of references. So everything I say is all scientifically referenced and it's all new. It's all the newest science. What people have to realize is that nutritional science is changing every day. So if you've been on a high protein diet or a low carb diet or however you want to call it, whether you're on paleo or whether you've been on Atkins and all of those great diets, this takes it to the next level. Just as, you know, we all go from what's good and then we learn more and then we make it better. And this is just the next tweak. So it's the next tweak to a low protein diet. And I really think it's the missing link in high protein diets. I really think it's truly the missing link is these branched chain amino acids. It's the protein boosting. It's creating the alkaline environment in your body so that your body is operating optimally. It's cleaning up your gut and all of that. Yes, while you and I can talk about all of that, I know most people who buy a diet book only want to lose weight. And you will lose weight doing this, without a doubt. And you're going to lose weight and you're going to just keep your metabolism turbocharged with these branched chain amino acids and the amino acid boost and the amino acid shake. And that's the real difference. That's a real key difference to this book than any other book you'll find out on the market today, because it covers inflammation, it covers the epigenetics, it covers the alkalization, it covers it all. But it does it in a way that you don't even have to think about that stuff. I've done all that thinking for you.
Good. Great. Then is there anything else you'd like to say before we look at your services, products, books, etc., and how the listeners can reach you?
I really just want to say that I really hope people will really enjoy the book. They will give it a read. You're going to find a lot of information. It's way more than just a diet book. And if you just want it to be just a diet book, you can skip right to the diet pages. But I really want people to understand that this truly is the way to be healthy. There is nothing I left out of this book if you want to truly be the healthiest version of you can be.
That's great. Good. Then will you tell us about your services, about the Hampton Diet book, about any products you have, and how the listeners can reach you?
Sure. I think it's alistdietbook.com, and that is the best way to find everything. I mean, there's quizzes on that website. There are ways to get all the products that you may or may not want to use with this, with the diet, but it certainly makes it easier. You can sign up for a free newsletter where I send you tips every day. Well, not every day. I think we do it 3 days a week, where we send you specific tips. We throw in some recipes. We throw in some fun facts. We throw in some how to shop on the A-List diet. You know, it's all sorts of things that we do on that website. It's really my favorite website of all of my websites that I mm-hmm. have. I mean, I think it's mm-hmm. truly is cutting edge, because it does take you through everything. And if you sign up for that free newsletter, and I should say it's free, you're going to get all of these tips 3 times a week into your inbox. It's pretty remarkable mm-hmm. That we're giving all of this stuff for free and fun. And it's just so people interact. I want a community of like-minded people to really get it mm-hmm. And just have a good time losing weight and being healthy. Mm-hmm. And isn't that what it's all about? Like, just doing it.
Right, right.
Being consistent.
Right. Do you see just patients in New York, or do you do phone consultation, or how does
I do phone consults. I see patients in New York. I do phone consults. I'm in LA a lot. I see patients there. I see patients in Miami, and I do phone consults from people all over the world.
Mm-hmm. And how would people reach you then if they were interested in consultation?
If they're interested in something like that, they can either go to my website, which is drpescatori.com. That would be that's the practice website.
Mm-hmm.
And they can contact us through there, or the phone number is 212-779-2944.
Great. Well, I appreciate this very much, and I'm delighted to see a new book that may help me lose a little bit of weight.
Oh, Carl, it'll help you. If not, you let me know and I'll help you.
Great. Good. Good. I appreciate it. And I'll look forward to talking with you again when the next book comes out.
Oh, geez.
And again, congratulations on this one.
Thank you so much. I appreciate everything, and I appreciate your listeners. Thanks again.
Thank you. My second guest, Kathleen O'Keefe Canvas, was born to a military family, raised in Europe, graduated from Munich International High School in Germany, has a degree in special education from Keene Teachers College in Keene, New Hampshire, taught special education for 10 years and psychology at the University of South Florida. She is a keynote speaker and presents on the topics of health, healing, and prophetic dreams. Her international bestseller, Surviving Cancerland: Message on Dreams, is lovingly weaved into the topic of her talks. She is the host of Wicked Housewives on Cape Cod TV and radio, and host and co-producer of New Earth International Media and the Cat Canvas Internet TV show to promote healing and dreams. She gives back for all her healing as an RA Block Cancer Foundation Hotline phone counselor. Kat teaches dream classes, SEO, search engine optimization, and publicity courses at both live events and live webinars. She is a Patheon blogger, intellectually syndicated columnist for Women's Voice magazine, and Biz Analytics 360. To learn more about, please visit www.KathleenO'KeefeCavanis.com. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Kathy, and I look forward to hearing about dreams and prophetic dreams and your cancer. So first, what do you believe is one of the biggest challenges in health and wellness today, and how does this tie into your story of prophetic guided dreams?
Well, thank you so much for having me on your show, Carl. I've been looking forward to this for a while. And I believe that one of our biggest challenges in health and wellness today is believing in what we cannot see, feel, or hear, that inner guidance, that voice that kept us out of trouble as a child and can actually save our lives as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And when this guidance is at odds with physicians and medical tests on which they rely, we should request and, if necessary, demand additional tests, because we're responsible for our lives and we must self-advocate. My dreams saved my life 3 times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Kathy, when you were diagnosed with cancer, did you work with your traditional doctor, or did you rely on your dreams, or did you use alternative medicine, or what did you do?
Well, I kind of did both, Carl, because I really believe that our doctors are really important for our health, and I believe they are in the medical field to help people. And I always worked with my doctors, but I never forgot that I had to make the final decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to make decisions with which I could live or die.
Mm-hmm.
And so I believe in mixing modern treatment with spiritual healing for a medicine that is greater than the sum of its individual parts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where prophetic guided dreams can actually validate additional conventional tests and surgery. And so they can be a big part of this mixture.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And your cancer was discovered as a result of a dream and your persistence. Is that correct?
It is. And the dream was an interesting kind of dream, Carl, because in the dream, my spirit guides, you know, don't have these beautiful feathers. They're not ancient Asians or, you know, these guru-looking people. My spiritual guides are Franciscan monks.
Mm-hmm.
And so these monks would step into my dreams and say something like, you know, we need to tell you something. And they would take me into what I called the room between realms, where they would impart this life-saving information
mm-hmm.
to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And didn't it take a while before the doctor recognized that you did have a health issue?
It did, because it actually took me 3 different visits. Each time I would go to my doctor, he would do a mammogram, he would do a blood test, he would do a physical, and he would say, you know, you're healthy, go home. And then I would have this recurrent dream again with my Franciscan monk guide, who would point at me and say, you need to go back to your doctor, and you need to go back without an appointment. Don't take no for an answer, and tell him you need a different set of tests. And actually, the last test my spirit guides told me to get was exploratory surgery. And you should have seen me try to explain that one to the doctor, Carl. I mean, he looked like he had been shot when I said, I need for you to do exploratory surgery on my breast to find, if there's anything in there. And he's looking at me like, no, I can't do that. And he said, this is against hospital policy. It's against my policy, and I can't do it. But again, my spirit guides were really, really insistent.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, they said, well, we're going to insist that you return to your doctors. And so I did, and I got them to do the exploratory surgery, believe it or not,
mm-hmm.
and that's when they found that I was in stage 2 with it in my lymph nodes, and it was a really aggressive breast cancer that never showed up on mammograms.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And
didn't show up in blood tests, and they couldn't feel it.
And did it ever come back, or was it just the one-time thing, Kathy?
It did come back 5 years later. Again, I don't know why, but the doctors were using mammograms to watch
mm-hmm.
for recurrence. And I kept asking them, why are you using mammograms to watch for recurrence when you didn't find the first cancer using mammograms, and their answer was, well, mammograms are only as good as the people who take them and the people who read them, and we're the best in the world. And they missed stage four. It was a 9 by 11 centimeter cancerous area, and they missed it with the mammograms.
Oh.
So, and the only reason they found it is because I absolutely insisted that they do an MRI. I refused to leave my doctor's office. I told him I was going to lie down on the floor and kick my feet like a two-year-old, and he was going to have to call security to come and drag me out. And so he just kind of threw his hands up in the air, and he said to his secretary, fine, get her the MRI, and boom, there it was.
Mm-hmm.
And they were in shock.
Mm-hmm. You know, Kathy, there's some fantastic lab coming out. I was very excited about it when I was reviewing for my cancer website. There are tests now that are 85 to 95% accurate that will predict up to 8-10 years before you have cancer that you're going to have cancer. And that gives you the opportunity to make lifestyle changes and all, and hopefully prevent, or if not prevent, have a less severe cancer. Isn't that fantastic? That's just one of the many tests that I've come across.
Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful, because I'll tell you, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Mm-hmm.
And the pound for cure is slash and burn. And until they can find a way to actually introduce antibodies into our own bodies to fight the cancer, which is basically part us, it's all about slash and burn, and they bring you to the brink of death and then bring you back. And hopefully the cancer dies and you don't. At least that's the game plan.
Right. Well, I'm not too optimistic that they will use it, because there has also been for many years a test that will customize treatment to the biology of the particular individual. And Dr. Forsyth, for example, in Reno, has been using this, I know, since 2012, when he wrote a chapter in one of my earlier books. And what it does is it will tell you, based upon a blood test, whether different types of chemo will be effective, whether turmeric will be effective, whether Laetril will be effective, and it tells you what specific herbs or chemo will be effective. But not many doctors are using that in this country either. Even though
in my book, my book Surviving Cancerland, Intuitive Aspects of Healing, I've got a chapter in there called Tumor Kill.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a Dr. Nagorny out here in California, and he actually takes a piece of your tumor from the biopsy, and he grows it in petri dishes, and he bombards it with all the chemotherapies and combinations of chemotherapies available to find the one that works. And I actually had the Boston doctors send off a piece of my tumor during at my first cancer, send it off to him, and he did find the only one chemotherapy that would work, even though I had been given a choice of three. I could have made the wrong decision. So by doing the tumor kill that Dr. Nagorny does, you know, you have a better chance of finding the chemotherapy that is going to wipe it out with, you know, everything you've got to go through. You want to make sure you only have to do it once.
But you had to go to a physician across country in order to get someone that would do that. And see, that's the problem, is that so many of them do not do these tests that are there that's going to help the patient. So
yes, and I talked about that on the Dr. Oz show, too, because Dr. Oz was just absolutely shocked that, you know, I had all these tests done by the doctors, and yet it wasn't showing up. and actually explained to him about the tests that are available to find the one chemotherapy that will work.
Mm-hmm.
But across the country, all the hospitals don't use the same tests. So in a way, as a patient, you've got to find the doctor, the treatment, and the place that's right for you. You've
mm-hmm.
got to be an e-patient.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go onto the internet and find out and self-advocate for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Now, Kathy, a lot of people will say, well, I don't dream. And then when you tell them everyone dreams, well, I don't remember my dreams. So do you have some tricks that people can use to remember their dreams so that they can work with them?
Yes. Actually, one of the things that I do is I used to just have five really easy steps. And what I've done is I've now used the acronym SODREAM in order to remember it. So what you want to do is set your intention using the letters S-O-D-R-E-A-M. The first thing you want to do is S, set your intention. Before you even go to sleep, set your intention that you want to remember your dream. Because what you're doing is you're talking to your inner self, and you're saying, you know, give me something to remember my dream. And then the second thing you want to do is the O and so, and that's organize yourself. Make sure you have your dream journal right beside your bed with a pencil, because you know, Carl, that when you wake up in the morning, if you've
mm-hmm.
got to get up,
mm-hmm.
walk around your room, try to find those things, your dream's going to be gone.
Those of us that are older, we need to do that in the middle of the night because we have to get up and go to the bathroom during the night.
That's right, and you had a dream. So write it down, you know, get two birds with one stone right there while you're sitting on the toilet writing your journal. Then the next one is the D for dream, and that is dream. Tell yourself you're going to dream so you can dream. And then the R is remember. By remembering, what you want to do is as soon as you wake up, you stay in the same position you were while you were sleeping. Because this is the same way you can actually re-enter, again, R, your dream state if you can't remember your dreams. Let's say you want to go back into that dream state and see if you can bring something out with you. So you remain quiet in the bed. You don't move. See what you can remember. And if you need to, you re-enter that dream state. Just close your eyes and go back to sleep
mm-hmm.
and just jump back into that dream. You know, a lot of times we do that when you're talking about waking up in the middle of the night and going to the bathroom. You wake up, you go to the bathroom, you lie back down in bed in that nice warm spot so you're in the same position, and boom, you slide right back into that dream.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to do that in the morning when you wake up, if you can't remember your dream. And then the E for dream is to expand on your dream. Add anything that you remember, which is the next letter A. You add colors, numbers, people. Did you see any people in your dream? Did you recognize them? Were they talking to you? Were there animals? Those are all the things that you add to your dream. And then M is meaning. Go back through your dream journal after you've written down your dream. Underline words that mean something to you. Underline words that are snippets that elicit a response from you, that trigger memory. Because those are the parts of your dream that have meaning and that are directly speaking to you. And that's one of the first ways to learn your own dream language.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So just so dream, follow those steps. And even if you don't think you don't dream, you do dream. Even a fetus at 22 weeks in the womb has rapid eye movement. They've
mm-hmm.
seen it on ultrasound. And you kind of wonder, what are they dreaming about, Carl? Are they
mm-hmm.
dreaming about the angels? Because they haven't been born yet.
Then, Kathy, are there symbols that are universal so that a symbol will, in general, pertain to everyone in their dreams?
Absolutely. I know there's a lot of arguments about no universal symbolism in dreams, but that's counterintuitive. If you think about it, there are universal symbolisms that are written on the walls of caves by cavemen.
Mm-hmm.
If you see a round circle with lines coming out of it, you know that's the sun. It's got to be daytime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you see a crescent on there, that's a moon. It's got to be night.
Mm-hmm.
If you see stars, that's night. And so in your dreams, your inner self, your ancient inner self, can always communicate with you using universal symbolism, and that's where the M in meaning from the word dream comes in remembering your dreams, and the A for adding on. Look for those symbolisms in your dreams and write them down. Doesn't matter if they don't make sense, because they'll start to make sense as you learn your own dream language, and your inner selves will teach it to you. You know, a dream is a way of your inner self speaking to you, and if they're not getting there, if they're not able to talk to you, why would they bother anymore? Maybe that's one of the reasons why you think you're not dreaming. As soon as you let your inner selves know that you're really interested in connecting with you, with them, they're going to work very hard at having you learn that language with them. The ancient Talmud says that a dream not remembered is a letter unread. And I say that letter comes from our inner selves.
Mm-hmm.
They want to communicate.
Mm-hmm. I think that our inner selves also will help us in that there are certain universal symbols, but also sometimes they have to be adjusted. For example, if most people dream about a hospital, it may relate to an illness. But as a nurse, if I dream about a hospital, it could relate to an illness, but it could also relate to work, because that's the work that I have done my whole life. So there's a certain amount of variation, even though we have, and there are books on the symbols, even though we have the symbols that are universal.
Yeah.
And then, can you give us an example of a prophetic dream?
Well, a prophetic dream is any dream that you have and that then comes true during either your waking hours, your waking life, or is validated in some way, either through a medical test or some other life test. So for me, the prophetic dream that I had was with the guide coming in, handing me a feather after I told him that the doctors weren't listening to me and they weren't giving me any more tests.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you return to your doctors and you use this feather as though it were a sword to verbally fence with him against any of his arguments concerning more tests. And so when I did return to my doctor and I imagined that feather in my hand from my prophetic dream, he immediately said, okay, and he gave me the extra test that I needed that proved I had the breast cancer, that it is a prophetic dream. It's a dream in the future that comes true at a certain point, and you can look back and say, this happened in my dream, or this was told to me in my dream so that this would happen now. And it's amazing how many prophetic dreams we do have, because when we're asleep, we're in that area that is neither the past nor the present. We're in that big now.
Mm-hmm.
The dream doesn't have a time period. It's all now. And so when we're seeing something in our dreams, we're not always sure if what we're seeing is just a dream, or if we're being shown the future, or if maybe we're being shown a past life. And so by writing down our dreams and keeping them in a dream journal, we can see if we had a prophetic dream.
Mm-hmm.
Because now we can go back to our dream journal and say, yes, this was in my dream 3 weeks ago, and it just happened now.
You'll like this. In my section on diagnosing cancer for the my website, I have a section on self-exam. So I include testicular self-exam, breast self-exam, the whole body for signs of melanoma, etc. Things that we have done for years, but that I think people have kind of forgotten about them. But I also have a section on dreams as a diagnostic tool for...
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm so glad to hear that.
And so I've got that, and I located some sources of dream interpretation, people that you can call, groups that you can be in, resources that will help people that are just beginning that don't know, you know, about dreams yet, so that, you know, they'll can receive some help through that. But I'm trying to include things that are not usually thought of as far as diagnostic tools. So with that, we've about ended our time, Kathy. So can you tell us about your upcoming book, services you may have, books, other books that you may have, and anything else, and how the listeners can reach you?
Certainly. Thank you so much for that. The book, Surviving Cancer Land, Intuitive Aspects of Healing, which won 3 book awards, including The Nautilus, and also Amazon bestseller, is available on Amazon and also on the website of my publisher. And you can actually, if you go to Amazon, they're probably going to shoot me for saying this, but it's a whole lot cheaper than actually going through my publisher.
Mm-hmm.
So just go there. And the publisher is Cypress House Publishing. And then I have another book coming out the beginning of next year, in the spring of 2018, and it's with Dr. Larry Burke. And the title of the book is Dreams That Can Save Your Life. And it's going to be about dreams, much like mine, of the 20 women who were in his study group that he was doing research on, who had dreams that diagnosed their breast cancer and it saved their lives. So that's going to be coming out in 2018. And as it gets closer, hopefully you can go to my website, which is KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com, and I will have information posted there on where you can go to get it. So right now it's just in the process of being finished up as a manuscript, and then Finhorn is going to be publishing the book,
mm-hmm.
which is an international publisher.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, I appreciate this, Kathy. It's been interesting. It's always great to talk with you. You have such an upbeat personality, and yeah, that's great. So I thank you very
much.
Thank
you. Thank you so much for having me on your show. It's been such a pleasure.
Thank you. I thank you for joining me today on the Holistic Health Show, and I hope some of the information will be useful to you. I invite you to my websites, holistichealthshow.com, where you will find all shows for the past 7 years under the blog. You will also find much of the research on natural ways to deal with cancer and other health conditions, and can sign up for my free monthly newsletter. On my website, beatlungcancer.net, you will find many of the 135 interviews from radio and television over the past 2 years about my book on treating lung cancer naturally and holistically when I was diagnosed 41 years ago next month and given 6 months to live by traditional medicine who offered chemo and surgery. This book was published in November 2012 and was a bestseller on Amazon. You will find endorsements of the book, a place to buy the book, and an earlier one from 2007 titled Healthy Holistic Aging, A Blueprint for Success. On my third website, you will find information on the Carl O'Helvey Holistic Cancer Foundation, begun last year, and currently in the phase of completing the website. This site is at www.holisticcancerfoundation.com. Information on how the foundation differs from others, board members, research on holistic natural ways to deal with cancer, including mental and spiritual interventions, interviews with cancer physicians and survivors, and more. If you would like to donate to the work I am supporting, there is a tab to donate, and I can offer you a tax exemption receipt if living in the United States. I also invite you to join me on Facebook at my Facebook page, facebook.com/Carl Helvey, on my Holistic Health Show page at www.facebook.com/pages/Holistic Health Show, and the Carl O. Helvey Holistic Cancer Foundation page at www.facebook.com/beatlungcancernaturalalternative. On LinkedIn, I invite you to join me under my name, Dr. Carl O. Helvey. On Twitter, I invite you to join me at www.twitter.com/HolistHealthShow, HolistHealthShow. I wish you a great week, and I look forward to having you here in 2 weeks. I'm Dr. Carl O. Helvey, your host.